Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
This is the Balkan Adventures Podcast with David and Tamara. Everyday life and experiences in the Western Balkans.
Hi, it's David from the Balkan Adventures podcast. And while Tam and I put our podcast together for uploading every weekend, hopefully on a Saturday, but definitely for your listening pleasure on a Sunday, sometimes there'll be like little supplementary ones, like mini casts, if you will, whenever we feel that, you know, audio might help a little bit more with what we're trying to do by making people aware of what it's like to live in the Western Balkans. And for those that follow, you'll know that we have a blog, and we're on Twitter, and we're on Facebook, and we're on SoundCloud, where you're most probably going to hear this to start with. And then we have vlogs on YouTube and slightly different vlogs on Story. So we're out there. Sometimes we think that an audio might be a little bit better or will support something. And that's what we're going to do now, because when you hit the blog at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com, that's where you'll find everything. Well, apart from our tweets, of course, but, you know, all our vlogging will be there. A lot of our imagery is there. We have two pages, one for Tam's daily life, one for my daily life. So you can see the images that we're putting up. And also, it's nice to put audio in on occasions, and we have links to the podcast, etc. So I'm just putting together a blog post now that will have a video or some links to some videos about a group that I saw for the first time, and so did Tam, last night at the 11th Kozara Ethno festival, which was held in Banja Luka. If you read the blog, it's not a spelling error. In English, it's ethno with an H. In the former languages of Yugoslavia, what we used to call Serbo-Croatian, it's etno, so it's E-T-N-O. At the last, as we left the festival and we were just walking away in the real balmy heat. I mean, it was 27 last night at around about 10 o'clock at night. There was a band on, a group, an ethnic fusion group called Eva, and I thought, you know, they sounded really cool. I posted a little Instagram about it, actually, a little Insta video, and I posted an image on Instagram as well. Nevertheless, it sort of like bit me somewhat about how cool they were. So what did I do? Well, this morning I got onto the interwebs and searched around and found that they are from a town called Doboj, which is about 2 hours drive away from here. We go through Doboj on our way to Sarajevo a lot. And the sound they create is really amazing. So what I'm going to do is play you now a piece of music that reflects a traditional Slavic song to do with rain. They've changed it and used traditional sounds and traditional feel and the traditional words and put lots of modern vibe to it. They have a video that goes with this. The video is quite upsetting for people from the Balkans because it's about rain, and last year and the year before we really got smashed with floods. So the footage that you see on the video is of all these terrible floods and rains, and it is quite upsetting. But if you're not going to watch the video and just going to listen to this on this little micro podcast at the moment, enjoy ethno group Eva from Doboj. And the title of this piece of music that Tam's interpreted is Go Away Rain or Stop Raining. It's very difficult to do a literal translation. So enjoy, and we'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
To find out more about us and where we live, why not check out our blog at anenglishmaninthebalkans.com. See you next time.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.